This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Dodgers are one win away from returning to the World Series. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They knocked off the Brewers 3-1 in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series yesterday. Tommy Edman drove in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning with a single off of Jacob Mizorowski. Miz worked five innings and struck out nine but suffered the loss. Caleb Durbin had two of the Brewers' four hits on the night. The Brewers now trail 3-0 in the series and face a must-win Game 4 tonight. Manager Pat Murphy.
That team's pretty good. So are we. We haven't shown our best foot. Like I said, if you would have told me the Dodgers were going to score 10 runs in 3 games, what would be the score? If you said 2-1 us or 1-2, 1-2 them, you know, you wouldn't say 0-3, but we haven't got the clutch hit.
Blue Jays tied the ALCS at 2 games apiece. They knocked off Seattle 8-2 in Seattle last night. The Hockey Badgers scored midway through the third to pull out a 1-1 tie against Minnesota State in overtime at the Kohl's Center. Freshman Oliver Tulk had the goal and won all 15 of his face-offs. Head coach Mike Hastings.
You know what? He's got a mental hardness to him that he just goes out and plays. And I haven't been a part of many of those performances on the dot when you go 15-0. So he does that, and karma has a tendency to pay you back in this game. And when you're honest there and doing things that he was doing to score that goal, I thought was just a really big play.
Week 7 of the NFL season kicked off last night with the Bengals coming from behind to beat the Steelers 33-31. Arizona and the Green Bay Packers have one more day of work before squaring off in Arizona on Sunday. The Bucs have signed shooting guard A.J. Green to a 4-year deal worth $45 million. Green averaged 7.4 points a game last season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.